This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hi, Ray. How's everything?
Good morning, Colin. How's everything going?
We're doing well. We really are. This is a story that the national media is all over. You're all over. And it feels like everyone's talking about it. So, Le'Veon Bell, is this a facsimile of last year in so much as they go to the 11th hour? It's reported they're talking about it. The Steelers make what a lot of people think is a fair offer. Le'Veon Bell turns it down. Le'Veon Bell shows up 6 days before the first game. He plays and they go through the season. Is the same thing going to happen?
Yeah, I think so, Colin. I know that there's been some speculation. Yesterday, I know Adam Schefter went on Sirius Radio and floated the idea of a holdout for the first half of the season. But I'm sorry. I mean, he's going to forfeit nearly $900,000 for every week he misses during the regular season. And players just don't have a lot of leverage with holdouts anymore. So I don't see that happening. And I've also seen another idea floated that he would go to training camp this year to avoid another slow start to set him up for a bigger payday in free agency, but I don't see that either. I think Le'Veon proved last year that he was very comfortable working out on his own, and he's hinted that he would do that again. So I think we're probably headed down a similar road, and I think you're right. I think he'll probably report about a week before the season, and they'll probably go through some growing pains again early in the season.
Now, Ray, is Bell getting bad advice from an agent, or is he not listening to good advice from an agent?
Well, yeah, Jim, if you go back to last summer, Ed Bouchette reported that the agent thought they had a deal and that Le'Veon nixed it at the last minute. So, I don't know what kind of representation he's been getting from his agent, Adisa Bakari, but it certainly seems like Le'Veon is driving the bus here with what he wants. I would put this all on Le'Veon. He's been very vocal about his desire to reset the running back market. I think, as you know, he came into the league in 2013 at a time when running backs were not being valued by teams. He was the second running back taken. That came in the second round. There were no running backs taken in the first round that year. And so for years, running backs were not making a lot of money. And Le'Veon's just trying to get some of that money back. And he wants to be the trendsetter and the guy who, resets that market and gets it back up to where it was, when Adrian Peterson was making a lot of money. So I think it's all on Le'Veon. I think his agent probably would have advised him to take that deal again, but it just so happens that, he's the one who was sort of in charge of that negotiation.
Well, is he going about this the right way then? Because if you add up the franchise tag figures, it comes out to what, a little over $27.5 million, or let's say just under 28, or just under 27, rather, I'm sorry. And yet he would have, by reports like your reports and others, that if he had agreed to the deal last year and signed it, that he would have had $30 million by the end of this season. And so he's already, what, down $3 million
bucks? Yeah, but I guess if you're Le'Veon and you get through this season healthy, Jim, then you're looking at possibly getting a team like the New York Jets, who are going to have a ton of salary cap space, to pay you perhaps $17 million a year. So maybe you would make that up on the back end of one of those silly contracts that you see every emergency in free agency. I mean, we've all seen the last couple of years. I mean, the contract that Ndamukong Suh got, Kirk Cousins just cashed in on a monster contract this offseason. So when players see the dollar signs that free agency can provide, most of the time that they're gonna get there and test those waters. So yeah, I agree with you that this would probably be be a bad way to go if he did get injured this year. But I think he's gambling on staying healthy and hitting free agency, with a good set of wheels. And if he does that, I do think there's a team out there that's probably going to be willing to overspend for him.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Our friend Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette with us right now. Ray, I've got a couple questions. The first one here, last year it was reported by you guys at the Post-Gazette, 12 mil per, that's 5 years and 60. Now it's 5 years and 70. Did they offer him more this time, or is that just commensurate with the cap increase? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, so... You're referring to Ian Rappaport's report that it's 5 years, $70 million this time. I think the important detail in there that you want to pay attention to is the more than $30 million over the first 2 years of the deal, which is exactly what Ed reported last summer. So it seems like they were willing to go to the same lengths to keep him this year as they were last year. So they were fine paying him $15 million a year or more, likely more, over the first 2 years of that deal. The final 3 years of the deal, we don't know how that was structured. So in other words, if for some reason Le'Veon, if his production tailed off, or if he had another injury, would the Steelers have been able to easily extract themselves from that contract in year four or year five? So, you know, what was the dead cap hit going to be in those years? We don't know the answers to that right now. The 5 years, $70 million certainly sounds better than the deal offered last year. But all we can say for sure right now is the Steelers had a similar offer on the table in terms of the first 2 years and that guaranteed $30 million.
Okay, because the old adage goes, you never get a better deal. I mean, you know this with contract and union negotiations. You never get a better deal than the first one, but it may have been that the Steelers did offer a better deal than the first one. That's the first question. The second is, has anyone ever nailed down exactly what Le'Veon Bell's want is or what his ask was?
Well, I mean, we can go by what he said on his rap album when he said he wanted $15 million a year. And I also believe that he mentioned to ESPN in an interview that it would be $17 million a year after that. So those are his own words. You know, if you go by the $14 million a year that he was just offered by the Steelers, assuming, he would have, reaped all the money on that contract, then it would seem he would definitely want more than $14 a year. So I do think it's in that 15, 16 range. But Colin, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a team out there that went to $17 million a year in free agency, a team like New York, in a big market, looking to get back on the map. We all know how that works. Sometimes teams overspend in free agency, and I definitely think that Bell can be, you know, the fortunate recipient of one of those deals if, and that's a big if he could stay healthy.
All right, you kind of touched on this earlier, that now I would be absolutely stunned. I'm sure you would be too, as, you know, we're staked out at St. Vincent a week from tomorrow and Lev Bell shows up. But, you know, given what happened last year with the slow start, maybe he won't show up for the entire training camp, but is there a chance that this time maybe, I don't know, he should, and maybe not even at training camp, but he could still show up like right after training camp breaks, and that would still give him 2 weeks before the start of the regular season. Would you expect to see maybe something like that?
I suppose there's a chance, Jim, but, I think if he did come to camp, maybe he would have a deal with Mike Tomlin and say, hey, I'll be here, but I'm not going to do any tackling drills or anything like that. I'm not going to play in any preseason games. And if he does that, then what's really the point of being there? I talked to Ramon Foster about this on the final day of minicamp, and he said Le'Veon came into camp in great shape when he did report last year. But there's a difference of being in shape and being in football shape, and the only way you get into football shape is by being hit and by being in those tough practice circumstances and those game situations in the preseason. So I think there's a possibility that they might work something out and that he would be there, so there might be less drama this year. But I honestly don't know how much more ready he's going to be this year if he doesn't play in any preseason games or go through any 11-on-11 stuff in camp. I, I think that stuff is necessary to a certain degree to get ready for a season. And I especially think it's important for a running back who, you know, has to get in sync with his teammates.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. A couple more minutes with Ray Fittipaldo. I'm not asking you to tell me anything off the record or out any of your sources or anything, but have you ever gotten the inclination that guys who aren't named Le'Veon Bell in that locker room would like for him to show up at camp or are exhausted by this situation?
That's a good question. I definitely remember last year when they were going through those early struggles with the running game, some exasperation by teammates, and they weren't on the same page, and it was a little bit frustrating for them. But you'll remember, by week four, he got going, and he became the old Le'Veon Bell, and you know, they went on this great run. They finished 13-3. So all of that stuff tends to be forgotten, Colin, if the production is still there. But listen, if they go through another stretch this year where he's having a hard time getting in sync and the Steelers' offense isn't performing, you know, I could see those feelings of frustration coming up again this year. So, yeah, that's definitely an underlying issue that we should watch out for. But by the same token, you know, if they're winning games and if Le'Veon produces the way he's always produced, I don't think it will be a big issue for this team, but it's certainly something to watch as the season unfolds.
Ray, about 20 seconds left. Pirates, buy, sell, stand pat.
I'll say sell, just because I think that five-game sweep of the Brewers was more of a mirage than anything that we should take as serious momentum going into the second half.
The always optimistic Ray Fittipaldo. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate it. We'll chat soon.
See you guys.
Bye,
see
Ray.
Ya. Great stuff from Ray. Ray's got his wicker hat ready to go. His
wow,
big
what a killjoy.
Hat.
No L. Bell at training camp and no Pirates. You know, this mirage.
Mirage, he called it.
Mirage.
Forget those five games. It didn't mean nothing to some football writer from Dormont.
That's true.
How about this guy? Just crushed the Pirates.
The Buccos.
Ray goes traditional baseball cap up there. Ray should get a big, like, Foge Fazio camp hat, though. You know, one of those big wicker hats. I might get one for Ray.
I don't know if you'd. Hillgrove wears one of those.
I know. Ray needs. I could see Ray. It would fit Ray nicely.
I think Art wears one.
Yes.
Art Rooney.
He does. That he does.
What about Colbert, if he wears one of those.
He does not. He goes regular. Ed wears one. You're right about that. Bouchette wears one. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking you have to be of a certain age.
Art looks good with it.
Oh, Art does, yeah. I mean, Art, he's Art.
You're right about that. I'm going to get Ray one. You know what? I'm going to go buy Ray one.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get Ray one of those ones that like...
like an Oakmont one.
Yeah, or maybe I'll go real cheap and get like one of those beer giveaway knockoff ones that you get when you get like...
Why don't you just make one out of one of the beer cases like yeah, they do, the yeah. kids do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.